After a year like none other, Hartford Public Schools hosted their final in-person graduation Monday. Connecticut Public Radio's Brenda Leon brings us the story of one high school student who was falling behind during the pandemic.
It's the morning of graduation, and Armani Sadiq is fixing her bright blue cap over her hijab as she patiently waits for her family. At the entrance of her apartment walk-up in the north end of Hartford, the Sadiq family is joyful. Neighbors walk by offering congratulations. Her mother, Charlotte Sadiq, beams with pride.
We gave her all our love, all our guidance. She's doing very good, you know. That's our baby, you know.
But her daughter says making it to graduation was not an easy task.
We got evicted out of our old house, and we ended up living with my grandma for the time being until we got off our feet. And then we end up staying there for like 5 to 6 months. But then we got this apartment, and so we was able to move here.
Sadiq says starting her senior year in a new home without a stable internet connection was challenging.
I didn't do work for a long time because I had to use my mobile hotspot on my phone, and a lot of times I ran out of data pretty quickly.
And the past months have been difficult in the north end of Hartford. Armani's mother, Charlotte Sadiq, says she's grateful she'll be able to see her daughter graduate.
Not too many young kids get to graduate, you know. We had a couple of shootings this year, a couple of months ago. These are young kids dying, so anytime you see a young person graduate, that's a blessing. No matter who child it is, it's a blessing, because you never know what tomorrow might bring if you're going to even be here.
During the pandemic, student Armani Sadiq took a job in a nursing home as she juggled her academics. She also helped her mother care for her two younger siblings. It was a lot, and she began to fall behind. Hartford High's Student Success Center was launched 2 years ago. The center's goal is to engage students like Armani and help them reach their goal of graduating. Liliana Cuevas oversees and coordinates the program.
And I think what makes us unique is really our mission to build relationships with our students and to empower them to believe in themselves and, you know, the families. So we make that our priority.
The second step is to create an academic plan that includes social and emotional support from a social worker. Graduation specialist Crystal Bravo describes it as a holistic approach.
So it's not just about the child academically, it's about the whole child, right? The social, emotional, mental health needs of that student. So we're making sure that those things are being addressed.
Bravo says during the pandemic, she worked with many students who were employed full-time during the school year in order to help pay bills. Others had to help their families with childcare, and some students faced homelessness. Student Jador Rodriguez contemplated dropping out of high school just 1 month before the end of the school year. She was only 5 classes away from her diploma. Rodriguez was expelled from her previous school and transferred to Hartford High. She says she owes her milestone graduation to the center.
Coronavirus came and it was all gone. Jador is not going to do nothing. I didn't want to. I was mad, discouraged, so my mom never thought I was going to finish. But now I came back within a month, finished, and everybody really happy.
At the graduation ceremony, Dunkin' Donuts Park is now a stadium filled with flowers, balloons, and students wearing bright blue caps and gowns. Proud families take their seats under the bright sun, ready to cheer Hartford High's class of 2021.
Armani Sadiq.
As Armani Sadiq crosses the stage, her family erupts with cheers. She became a Hartford Promise Scholar and is preparing for summer courses at UConn. Sadiq says she's most excited about taking advanced math classes and hopes one day to become a gynecologist. Brenda Leon, Connecticut Public Radio.